Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Potion Play. So let us begin. I'm going to take you far, far into a mythical past, a magical past, where dragons, witches, wizards, and magical creatures still roam the land. Where if you lived in a poor hovel, you might be worried that a dragon would come and torch your roof just for the fun of it. But no worries. You are not living in a hovel. You are traveling the lands, curious, exploring. Unfortunately, the weather is not with you. You've been traveling for days now with no proper shelter, your clothes wet and cold, your food almost done, and in the middle of nowhere, you find a pretty nice house, not quite a mansion, not a castle at all, just a really nice house made of stone. You knock on the door, and when it opens, you see a strange man of not quite definable age. He looks about 35-ish, but his eyes betray that he may be much, much older. His clothes are dark and flowing, and seem to glitter strangely in the light from inside. It's raining outside. Come on in, stranger. I can see that you've been traveling for a long time. Come on in and warm yourself by the fire. Slightly weary, and not knowing if you should be trusting the stranger, you get in. Anything is better than standing out there in the rain, you think. Of course, you're not to know what's going to happen. The house you enter is mostly clean. An alchemist, maybe. You see quite a few bottles of various sizes, some parts of various animals, but everything is clean, and it seems as if at least some trouble has been taken to make it comfortable. You can see a stairway leading to an upper floor, and you presume the bedroom to be there. Downstairs is mostly just a working place, a hearth, and a table to eat on. Speaking of food above the hearth, there's a very strange cauldron bubbling there. It's too small to look magical in any way, but it looks too old-fashioned for you that it would be for food. But you're curious. You wonder what's inside, and you ask because it smells nice. And I say that I've been brewing an interesting soup. I've been trying to make rabbit taste a little bit less boring. See, I'm a special cook of sorts. I like experimenting with spices, although out here, it's not easy to get the right kind of spices. But if you're willing to try, I'll let you try something special. If you're curious, I'll let you taste this. I do warn you, though, the taste is not yet final, but I find it quite good so far. You nod approvingly and sit down at the table, your clothes already drying a bit with the fire from the hearth, and I fill two deep plates with the broth. I sit down opposite, my dark clothes still flowing oddly in the light, as if they're glittering. They seem to be colored a little bit deeper than you're expecting, but your mind is tired. Your head no longer really paying attention to the details. So, you look down. When you look up again, you see me taking the broth myself, and you decide that it should be safe, because I'm eating it. So, it should be edible at the very least, and it's been a long time since you've had a proper meal. When you look at the soup carefully, you can see that it's very simple. Just some greens, some meat, some spices. In fact, it looks perfectly safe. So, you dip your spoon in, lift it up. You can feel how warm it is, so you blow. And then you sip. It's actually quite tasty. It's sort of savory and salty. It's almost as if, that's very interesting. You can taste the rabbit far, far away, but the soup itself is actually really tasty. And before you know it, you're taking spoon after spoon, blowing on the plate to make sure that it cools down. It's a really nice soup. And you do agree that it's not quite finished. There's a strange undertone in the flavor that you can't really place. And it's not strong enough to be a problem, but too strong enough to make the soup perfect. And after you've finished your plate, and really like taking every last drop, you look up and you realize that I've only taken a few spoonfuls. A blush on your cheek betrays that you feel as if you've been impolite. I smile and I say it's quite alright. And don't worry about the aftertaste. It's just a little bit of deadly nightshade. Oh, no, it's not enough to kill you. It'll just make you really, really sleepy. And as you're sort of surprised by this turn of the conversation, you suddenly feel a deep drowsiness overcome you. It's as if your whole body wants to sleep. And like the soup, it doesn't feel unpleasant at all. It actually feels very, very welcoming to even be able to fall asleep. Your clothes are still a little bit wet and cold, but it's so nice with the fire. It's so nice with your stomach full, fresh soup, warm, tasty. And the herbs are doing their work. You don't even have time enough to resist. You're just being pulled down into a sweet, delicious state. You've put the spoon down without even thinking. You're not really sure what happened after. All you know is that you may have fallen sideways or back, but I was already on your side of the table by then, making sure that you didn't fall, and just slid aside, and you drop deeper and deeper. The soup has spread through your whole body. The nightshade has made you impossibly drowsy. Your mind is floating of days past, traveling through forest and field, missing out on cities and cover, rain and sun, mud and sand. Your mind is reeling backwards, forwards. You have no idea what's happening anymore. You're just in this wonderful floaty state. And it feels so nice. It feels so nice to be finally so relaxed after all these days. When you come to, your mind is still very fuzzy. You feel very agreeable, happy, relaxed. Part of you feels as if you've been sleeping for days. Maybe you have no idea. You're sitting on a rather strange chair. It's okay, comfortable, you suppose. But you don't remember sitting down in it. In fact, you're wondering why you're not laying down or sleeping. But you feel sort of nice, floaty, happy. Hello there. I am Nimcha. And I've been making some things for you to taste. Now I'm sure you're very willing to try out some things, aren't you? I'm sure you'd love to experience some new things, magical things. If you want to, just nod gently. Let me know that you want to try. Very good. Now there's all kinds of things we could be doing, so with so many things ahead of us, let's start. First, I have this little potion for you to try, and I hand you a very small flask. It's a strange, deeply colored liquid. You take a sip. Sort of sweet. And knowing what is expected of you, you take a gulp and you hand the flask back. A strange tingling spreads through your whole body. It's a very deep tingling, it's very intense. It's as if your whole body is itching, but you can't move. It starts in your toes. The realization that you can't move, and you feel very, very heavy. It's as if your body is being transformed into stone. And when you glance down, you can see the gray shimmering spreading over your lower legs, slowly creeping up. You are being turned into stone. Your mind is trying to panic, but it's not possible, it's too floaty. And now that the feeling is spreading through your body faster, it kind of feels good. When you're stone, you don't have to worry about anything. And just moments later, spreading through your upper legs, your hips, your stomach, your chest and back, then over your shoulders, down your arms, making your fingertips into a perfect replica of you, a statue. And then slowly all the way through your neck, your face, your eyes, and you realize that you're completely turned into stone. You really feel like you should be panicking, but you can't. Statues don't panic, they just are. Time doesn't exist for a statue. Thoughts don't exist. And before you know it, you feel the same feeling again. I've poured something over your head, and starting at your feet, you're being turned back again. The same tingling feeling rushes through your feet, your lower legs, your upper legs, then spreading through your hips, your stomach, your chest, your back, and finally your arms. And as your eyes have been looking down this whole time, you can see that your body is getting color again, no longer consisting of gray stone. It just feels normal again. And you're surprised. You didn't even realize that a potion could turn you into stone, let alone that it would feel this way. As you look around, you've realized that I took a small book and I've been writing in it, as if I'm making notes from the potions. Very interesting. That only took a few seconds, very helpful. Now I'm sure you want to help out more, don't you? I know. Now you've been heavy before, let's make you light. And I give you a potion that has a very bright, light color, and it seems to sparkle from within. Without really thinking, you take the flask and you drink again, not knowing what's going to happen. And as your body is starting to feel good, you can move again. You look at your fingers, and they seem sort of light. They're not emitting light and they're not colored differently, but you feel tingly, very pleasantly. It's as if, well, you felt this feeling before if you're swimming. It's like your body is so light. It's even lighter than that. As you're looking at your hands, it just seems to go up. And you don't really know what's happening, but your whole body seems to be floating up. Yeah, like your arms almost seem to be pulling you up by themselves, but they're not attached to anything. The light feeling spreads further and further through your chest, and you start to float all over. You don't even notice that I've quickly put a belt over your lap just to make sure that you're not floating out of the chair. And your legs are feeling so nice and your whole body is just lighter than air. If you hadn't been stuck to the chair, you feel as if you could just float anywhere you want to, fly through the whole world. And being stuck to the chair doesn't bother you, you just feel too good. You realize that you're just safe there. And the floatiness is incredibly welcome, it's wonderful. It's really sweet and sparkly. You're just looking around. And you just feel yourself being completely weightless. It's not like you're being pulled up, but you're weightless. Everything in your body has no weight whatsoever. Every movement feels easier than it's ever been. It's a beautiful feeling. Now you don't realize that I filled a spoon with a neutral liquid, and when I pour it into your mouth, you slowly feel your body coming back to earth, literally. You no longer pull on the strap in the chair, but you sink down in it again. You slowly drop deeper and deeper, feeling the wonderful feeling of your body becoming normal again. Part of you misses the lightness. But as you slowly go down deeper and deeper, you enjoy the warm feeling, the safe feeling. Now you've been heavy and light, what else could we do? you look up again, your body finally back to normal, you see that I'm again writing. It seems as if I'm noting down the time it took for the effect to take. I wrote down how quickly you restored, how you were feeling. And you feel safe. This is one of the strangest experiences you've ever had. But you don't feel as if I have any bad intent. For a moment, you take a deep breath and close your eyes. You have a feeling something even more intense is going to happen. And you're ready for it. You drop. You drop so deep. You can feel a cool, liquid feeling against your lips. You can feel something tingly, strange being poured into your mouth. You swallow without thinking, and you can feel that strange tingling spreading through your stomach. Something is happening to your body. It's a little bit similar to the stone. But no, it's different. This time your skin is sort of tingly all over. It spreads over every inch. You can feel how your skin feels tight and loose at the same time, almost as if it's being twisted. As if the skin is hardening, as if it's getting stronger, smoother. It's very strange. You finally open your eyes and you look down at yourself. Your skin is light green, the color of a young tree. You look at your hands and they look almost transparent. Your clothes are gone, and you realize that you've been turned into a dryad. You feel strong. You feel as if your arms and legs could break through rock, like trees just growing wherever they want. You feel elegant, as if you could dance on the wind itself. Brush over the grass. You feel so close to nature. With every breath, it's as if you can feel the trees outside of the house. You can feel trees hundreds of miles away, breathing, living, drinking the water from the ground. You feel completely in tune with nature. As a dryad of any gender, you are the tree. You are nature. You have the strength of a tree and the flexibility of a branch. You have the lightness of a leaf. Your whole body is just filled with a feeling, a glowing, an all-encompassing warmth and love for the world. You can feel that in this world, all there is nature being stronger. You can feel every animal and every tree in the forest around you. You can feel squirrels tickling the leaves of the trees, the branches. You can feel birds building nests. As a dryad, you are one with nature. You are one with the trees. And you're almost sad to feel it fade away, but you'll never forget. You'll never forget this feeling of strength, of beauty, of oneness, of not being alone in the forest, and you know you're never going to look at the tree the same way again. Again, you feel this sort of watery, glassy substance on your lips that you know is the neutral potion. And almost with regret, your body turns back. But you have a smile on your lips because the experience was priceless. You don't forget a single thing. Your skin tingles as it turns back to normal, from the pale green back to your old color. Your skin does feel a little bit smoother than it did before, as if some of the effects of aging have been reversed. Wow, what could happen next? You didn't realize that you spoke those words out loud, that I was giggling a little bit as I've been observing you with every effect. Well, two more, and I give you a flask, and this time you take it without hesitation. You have felt that I have no evil intent, and despite not asking your permission to experiment on you, you feel that I've kept you safe. This time the potion takes effect very quickly. You don't even realize what's happening until you realize that you're free of the chair. You look around and your neck feels different. You try to look at your arms, but there are no more arms. They're wings. You look down and your legs are gone. There's only just small feet. You try to move your arms and you realize that your wings are moving. You're a bird. You're a small bird, and can you fly? You feel me lifting you from the chair and moving you to the window. I open it and the rain outside has stopped. Here, you can fly around for a little bit. But do come back. Well then, you feel me throwing you high up in the air and you spread your wings, and with just a few beats of your wings, oh my god, you can fly. You flap your wings and look below you. You can see the trees that you felt before, and suddenly you're above the forest. You dive and you fly right over those trees, the branches almost touching you. But it feels so natural. It's as if this body came with instructions. As if the natural instincts of the body has been given to you. And you fly. You fly around. Part of you knows that you want to return to the tower again, to my house. So you circle. You make a beautiful circle around. And it feels so good. It feels so free. You dare to dive under the trees a few times, with leaves and branches rushing past you. This body is full of instinct. You know exactly when to bank, when to control, when to flap. Just the tiniest movements of your fingers, no, your feathers, changes direction. The currents in the air are almost written. They're written in the sky. You can see dark and light where air is going up and down. You don't even have to flap your wings at all. You can just soar, float, drift on thermal updrafts, and Yes, this is awesome. And you slowly fly back. First you dive fast and deep, and then you pull up and float gently down. You can see my outstretched arm through the window, and you land on top of it. You try to say thank you, but all that comes out is whistling. Inside you smile. It's a little bit hard to speak without a proper throat. I place you back on the chair, and when I offer you a very tiny spoon, you open your beak and you swallow. It's a very strange feeling. It's almost as if you're shaking off the shape of a bird. And you slowly turn back into a human again. You feel a shiver running through your whole body as wings turn into arms, as claws turn into feet again. And before you know it, you're human again. And in all of this, you've slowly been waking up a little bit, more aware of what's been happening, able to enjoy it to the fullest. Now then, I have one final potion for you, and this one will not change you. It's a blessing, a healing potion. It's for your help with my research. Now I hope you will forgive me for not asking, but there was no way I would have been able to put this into words, don't you agree? So, will you take my gratitude and the last potion? Very well. I give you a small flask, and I tell you that you can keep it. You take a sip from it, and it feels warm. The liquid is almost silver, and it feels very warm. Even though it's not heated in any way, it feels sort of glowing as it goes through your throat, and inside it fills you with a deep, wonderful warmth. You can feel all the cold and tiredness of your body fading away. You can feel all things in your body healing, as if your body is being helped to heal. Maybe not every scar will fade away, but this will help make you feel stronger, healthier, and more aware again. Now I'm going to count back up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be fully awake again, ready to continue on your travels. I hope you enjoy the adventure. 1, 2, more aware. 3, slowly rising. 4, getting closer. 5, almost waking. 6, taking a deep breath. 7, stretching a little bit. 8, 9, almost awake, and 10, wake. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed yourself.